siempre con los hijos.
Holo, we're back, yeah, Mr. Dave, man, yeah, I know the crowd missed me, man.
Yeah, I know. You teach them for a while.
Nah,
didn't teach them. Why did you do such a thing, man?
No, man, you have to understand, man.
I don't have to understand.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You have to make them understand.
Okay, I'm
because
sorry,
because me, guys. I understand already.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't be yeah. sorry.
Now they understand, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Otherwise, yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm awesome, man.
Yeah, you know how we roll it right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music.
Yeah,
this is your boy, DJ Dash, with my main man, DJ Nave.
Yeah.
We are back again right here on a Friday morning, and we're doing it on levels.
Yo. Uh-huh,
you know how we pumped up, everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
So how has been your week, man? How has your week been, man?
Oh.
You know, it's one of those moments.
Hey. So guys, how has been my week?
How has your week been?
It's been awesome, man.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
It's been on levels, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What levels?
One of those things. I know, man, yeah.
You're laughing alone.
Man. Yeah, exactly, with the crowd. Because they started laughing after laughing.
They didn't.
Yeah, they started laughing after I started laughing. After you started laughing. Yeah, you're laughing alone.
Yeah, you're laughing alone. You were laughing alone.
Yeah.
Because they started laughing after you had laughed already.
Come to stop. That's why I'm saying
you're laughing alone.
Come to stop.
Yeah. Everybody, hope you're doing well. Hope your week has been awesome, because it's yet another awesome, wonderful, fantastic gazozo filled Friday morning. Yep. Early in the morning, we're kicking it up. You know, we're always energetic, as you can hear right now that we're energetic. We're on top of this game. We're doing it on another level. My week was awesome. My week was fantastic. And today, as you can see, that my week has been awesome, because it's evident with the energy that I got.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Sure.
Awesome.
Boop, boop, boop.
Awesome. So, Mr. Dave.
Yes, sir.
What are we going to be talking about, man?
I know, man.
I don't mean don't know, man.
I know, man.
This guy. I do not know.
you tell us, man.
Yeah. We're going to be
obviously,
talking
I
about...
Obviously, I know. So, you tell us. since you haven't been here, so...
Okay.
Gotta give you that.
I'm going to do the honors. I haven't been here.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the torture chamber.
Torture chamber. What?
I know, man. Yeah, people are already thinking, hey, so they're going to be putting you inside their chamber. Shocking. Yeah.
Torture.
The hand, the fingers, the toes, and all those stuff. Yeah.
You know? Toes.
Yeah. That's the torture chamber. Yeah. But
yeah,
we're going to be revealing our torture chamber.
So right now, what is a torture chamber?
Torture chamber.
Yeah.
Depends on how you look at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
In your perspective, what is a torture chamber?
That's for the crowd to find out when you come back from the break.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You heard that, everybody. We'll be back right now with another segment of Active FM. Active FM. Active FM. With your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nave. Right here on the number one station. Internationally,
we're
not gonna say nationally, because we are being listened by people all around.
Yes,
internationally, but everybody, without wasting any time, we're gonna be right back. So chill there, don't go anywhere. Listen to the music. Active FM.
Active
FM.
Act, 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 act
You came down and died for me, and then you washed away all of my sins. I did it again. I said, can you forgive me if I did it? You did it again. I said, no, Father, will you forgive me? You did it again.
Okay.
I did it again. Said I was done with it, but all the fun with it, homie, I went with it in. Tried to do right, but wrong was there though. Feel like a slave. Moses taught the Pharaoh. My shoes is too big for straight and narrow. Elevator open, but I take the stairs though. I think I'm done, but then I can't quit. I keep on falling for that same tree. Okay, but now I can see that the strength ain't in me. I give it to you, then I'm about to take a knee. And I know it's the blood and it's not about me. I'm making promises, they always fall short. It's too much labor, so I always abort. Okay, I ask for forgiveness, it's just like a trend. I know my existence is greater than sin, but the fight is within, yeah, and I did it again. Yeah.
Messed up so many times in my life and said no, never again.
Never again.
You came down and died for me, and then you washed away all of my sins.
I did it again.
I said, can you forgive me if I did it?
You did it again.
I said, no, Father, will you forgive me? You did it again.
Be doing good, but then there was something that happened that called me to fall back.
Sold my last loud pack, last new part, last six pack.
I feel like Paul, the things that I don't want to do, I done did it again. The thing that I truly desire, the peace of Messiah, feel I never win.
Ain't trying to take advantage of your grace.
So what is the difference from having the struggle and those that just fall out of place?
The difference is your heart and he see it. I lock hands with God screaming mercy cause I need it.
Salvation don't mean that you won't ever struggle or give in to sin. It means that you trust and believe him and constantly seek him till you meet your end. Yeah, you gon' win some, you gon' lose some, but the battle we're here. So walk in that comfort that there is no more condemnation for those that are his.
We making promises we cannot maintain. Cause in our flesh it does not dwell a good thing.
Okay, I ask for forgiveness, it seems like a trend. Christ's blood is so perfect, he told me I'm worth it. So guess what he did? Yeah, he done did it again.
Yeah. Messed up so many times in my life and said no, never again.
Never again.
You came down and died for me, yeah, and then you washed away all of my sins.
I did it again.
I said, can you forgive me if I you did it again? You did it again. I said, no, Father, will you forgive me? You did it again.
Hold up, back, yeah, we're back with another one. Dave,
Mr. Dave.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
I mean, what's wrong with you?
What's the meaning of it?
Ah! I'm asking you a question. You're answering me with a question. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you think you always do that, man. Yeah. You always do that.
You're right. I always ask questions.
Exactly.
Yeah, but now you always do that.
No.
Answering my question with a question.
No.
What kind? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, this guy's on levels, man.
Yeah, you know, man, levels, you gotta be on levels the Friday morning. And we're kicking it off to the awesome weekend. You know, it's gonna be fantastic. It's gonna be on another level. It's gonna be on top of the bar. And you know that we're rocking it on levels. It's a wonderful new year. You get what I'm saying? We're in 2018 right now, and everything is on buzz.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that this day would ever come?
No, man.
Well, we made it to 2018.
There's too many people that are happy, eh?
Oh, yes.
Excited.
Excited.
On another level.
On another level.
Feeling it.
Feeling it.
They never knew that they'll make it.
They never knew it.
But they made it.
But you made it.
Survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. One man standing.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. You made it to 2018. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's awesome. Isn't it awesome, man?
It's awesome.
That's
man.
Why we came back with another Gazozo filled moment. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we are energized.
Yeah, we grew.
Yeah, we grew, man.
We grew.
Yeah.
Just like the audience is growing.
Down on my trip, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome, right?
That's me.
Yeah.
Right. Oh,
nice. Yeah. Last year, 2017, we were talking about metric.
Hey,
and
all
that stuff. And that's a different story, man.
Yeah. Don't go back there.
No, man.
Me.
Why?
Yeah, it's time to start eating too much now, man.
Yeah, me.
Ha. Yeah, so hey, Mr. Dive, man.
Food. Yeah,
I must think about food. Mm-hmm. See, if they had to put me in a torture chamber.
Yeah.
And they say the torture is food. Ah, my man, I wouldn't mind going in there, man.
I wouldn't mind.
I'll stay in there, man, yeah. As long as the food is there.
Yeah. with my body, it's an advantage to eat.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Must know, man. So what comes to mind when we talk about the torture chamber?
I'm thinking about a chamber where people are being tortured.
Eh? Touched?
Yeah, tortured, I mean.
Yeah! Hey! Yay, this guy is a level, man. He's thinking of a chamber where people are being touched. Yeah, he touched, man.
Yeah,
my name touched. Is in the dictionary, man.
No, touched. That's our dictionary. What's wrong with you?
Oh,
you
even yeah, yeah, it's in our dictionary,
man.
Hey, touched.
Yeah, I need an introduction of words. Yeah, so when I think about the torture chamber, I'm thinking about, obviously, torture. When you look at that verse, that first word, torture, you think about the cruelty, the abuse, the pain,
yeah.
that is caused to another person. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Using different tools or whatsoever. To make that person suffer.
Yeah.
It's some sort of a violence to actually execute somebody. That's what I think about when it comes to torture. And a chamber is where all those events occur. You get what I'm saying? It's where all those things happen, where that torture happens. You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. It's true, man. Yeah, okay, that's one side, you know. That's how some people view it.
Yeah.
Like when you say torture chamber, some people, they actually thought of that. They're like, what? The Dave Nash Show talking about torture chamber?
Found you.
You know, some people, they think of that as WWE. Yeah. You know, yeah. Where there's a CL.
Hell in a CL.
Yeah. Some of the people, you know, they think of that. Like, wrestling. Yeah, man, yeah. Nah, we're not talking about those stuff, man.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the torture chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it's going to be forgiveness.
Yeah.
Basically, the torture chamber is when you have unforgiveness.
Yeah.
So we're going to be tackling unforgiveness.
Yeah.
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 That's the torture.
Rewind.
Yes.
Yeah,
torture chamber.
A remix.
Yeah, there's a remix.
Rewind.
You must know, man. Yeah, it's a new year, man.
Yeah.
Remixes, man. Yeah. We're going to have a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of those.
You know, we're going on levels. You can even rewind.
Yeah,
what you just said.
Yeah, you see.
Nah, manually. Rewind. Yeah, that's a rewind. Can you say it again?
This guy is a nervous man. I see what this year is doing to you.
Man. Oh man,
yeah,
it's torturing me in the chamber. I'm touched.
He touched. Yeah, he's touched, guys. Yeah. He's touched?
Yeah.
Ah, he's touched, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Mr. Dave, man, we're talking about unforgiveness, you know, forgiveness. Okay, basically unforgiveness.
Yeah.
What comes to mind, man?
You know, when you're speaking about unforgiveness, we look at where people hold resentment towards each other, and there are grudges that are involved in that unforgiveness, where people don't want to talk to each other because of unforgiveness. People end up not carrying on or moving forward with life because unforgiveness is holding them back. That is why I think it's relevant to the topic that we're talking about, torture chamber, because right there you are torturing yourself. Because when you're thinking that the person is getting hurt, that person that you're holding unforgiveness towards is going on with their lives, but you are holding yourself back. So it's like you taking your own self, your own body, and going to put yourself in that torture chamber and start torturing yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what happens when you hold unforgiveness, when you hold grudges against people, when you are resentful with other people. You know what I'm saying? That's where you put yourself in. You put yourself in a torture chamber.
True that. And you know, basically telling from my life, I've also been at that point in life where I've been like that. And if you look at it, most of the people, they're like that. Like, they actually hold unforgiveness. But at the end of the day, like Mr. Dave said, you're holding yourself back.
Yeah.
This person that you're thinking, you see, because I'm not forgiving them, and the way I'm acting towards them, it's actually hurting them or it's killing them inside. But guess what? Maybe the person doesn't even realize that you're there.
They
don't even notice that you're there. So they're like carrying on with their lives while you're actually holding yourself back, which is a torture. You're torturing yourself from a lot of things without even realizing, you know. Some people don't realize, but it's a torture chamber. Unforgiveness, it's not good for you.
But now, looking at it as well, what do you think is the cause of all that? Why do people hold unforgiveness towards others?
Okay, there's a lot of things, obviously. For some people, it's rejection, you know. They've been rejected by specific people, or the person that they're holding their unforgiveness towards. Other people, it's not rejection, but it's the situation that they were born in, you know, which causes them to have unforgiveness, saying, why me in this place? Why did you choose me? You know, things like that. Other people, it's things that specific people did to them, you know. So, for example, maybe their father abandoned them or their mother abandoned them, you see. Now, because of that, what do? Unforgiveness. They hold grudges, you know. And other people, it's the situation that they're experiencing in the family. They didn't choose to be in that family, you know. They didn't choose to be born in such a situation. But because of that situation, they hold unforgiveness, you know. So it's always, unforgiveness is always linked to something that happened in that specific person's life. Like, if you actually look at it, examine it, and all those stuff, you'll always find out that there's something that happened that caused them to have unforgiveness.
Yeah, that's really interesting. But now we're also looking at the cause. We looked at the causes, as Mr. Nash right now explained, that the causes of unforgiveness may be rejection, may be the situation that you grew up in. But now we also have there are certain things that are happening in different nations. Do you think that's all? Contributed by this factor that we're talking about, unforgiveness? Let's say, for example, there are civil wars in a country, or in a certain country. I mean, do you think that's the cause of unforgiveness?
Can be one of them.
Yeah.
Can be one of them.
In which way?
Also the environment that you are surrounded by also influences how you're gonna react towards the people, you know. It actually affects the type of life that you're gonna live.
Yeah.
I mean, if the environment that you have is negative, your life is gonna be, it's gonna have a negative type of effect.
Yeah.
Where because of the environment that's negative that you live in, whatever that's happening, it also comes upon you, you know, it reflects on you. And then because of you reacting towards the situation, you react back in a negative way.
Yeah.
So for some people, they have unforgiveness because of the surroundings.
Obviously, in different nations all around the world, we face different issues, political issues that are affecting the country in general, that are affecting the finances of the country in general, and that we face poverty as well in our nations, in different nations of the world. And What is the cause of that? We're going to get in depth of this thing when we come back, because right now we're going to give you something gazozolicious, something that's going to get you pumped up, something that's going to move that bloodstream, you get what I'm saying, to pave a way for the blood to run all over the body. So right now, everybody, listen to the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody, welcome back, right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave, here on the Dave and Nash Show. Everybody, don't forget that you can interact with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You know the Twitter handles as well, you know the Instagram handles, you know the Facebook handle, but because we love you and we care about you and we want you to stay tuned with us, we're gonna give them to you on Facebook, Active
ActiveFM777, on Instagram at ActiveFM777, and on Twitter at ActiveFM777. Don't forget to go on YouTube, Active TV. That's where you can see the faces behind this mic. Yeah, we are busy transferring these waves into your ears. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Everybody, don't forget also to go on www.activefm.co.za. That's our homepage for Active FM. Yeah, everybody, you know it's a new year. It's 2018 already, and we're hitting it, we're killing it, we're pumping it, and we're doing it on another level with my main man right here, DJ Nave. What up, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that?
It's yeah.
You can't answer it.
I'm just off here. Don't come just off here.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. You know I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still talking about the torture chamber.
Torture chamber.
Torture chamber.
Torture chamber.
Yeah, torture chamber. What's that? What's that?
It's the torture chamber, man.
What's that?
Yeah, 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 Mr. Dove.
I'm getting fumed up. What's that?
The
church of shame. You're giving me up.
Hey, this guy. Yo. It's going on levels, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, everybody.
You gotta be excited. It's a wonderful morning, Friday.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
Must know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They must also know. You hear what I'm saying? What we're talking about. We're talking about a torture chamber. And we are basing this whole topic on unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many people who are suffering in our country because they hold unforgiveness. There are some people that are not able to perform to their potential because of unforgiveness that they are holding towards their neighbor, are holding towards their family members, that are holding towards their dog, their chicken. You get what I'm saying? No, look, like, honestly, a dog can like cause you to have unforgiveness towards it. Because now you've been taking care of that dog for so many years, and all of a sudden one day just decides to bite you, or just decides to grab that meat out of your hand. You get what I'm saying? Even chickens, you leave maybe chowing peanuts there, or you eating some snacks, and then chickens, they just come, bah, 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 oh, especially those urban areas chickens, those town chickens, but not those rural areas chickens. Those ones are used to pop and whatever comes at it. But these ones, Baba, they know that KFC is made out of chicken, but they still eat it.
I'm eating myself.
Yeah.
I'm eating my friend, man.
Yeah.
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 My friend tastes delicious. Yeah. Getting back to the torture chamber, man.
Yeah,
man. Mr. Dave, man.
Yeah.
What, okay, based on your life, man.
Yeah.
What can you say about unforgiveness?
Well, there were times in my life whereby I grew up without my parents. You get what I'm saying? I was raised by my uncle, and in that situation, there are things that happen that happened throughout that course of life whereby my parents were gone, and now I'm left with these people. And then what happened is that my uncle's wife didn't want me there, and then I went to my other uncle. The same situation happened, but now with that, I had a choice. I had a choice to either hold it inside of me and be like, I'm not going to forgive them for what they did to me.
Yeah.
But now, the amazing thing is because God introduced himself. In fact, he introduced himself because I didn't find him. He found me and he chose me. And you get what I'm saying? I didn't choose him. He chose me. And now in that, I got to know him before those situations before I encountered those situations, you know what I'm saying? And in that, I was able to be strong and be courageous in those situations. And that avoided me. In fact, I was deprived of that opportunity, which I'm glad. I was deprived of that opportunity to hold unforgiveness towards my uncles.
Yeah.
And towards the people that mistreated me.
Yeah.
That ill-treated me, I mean. That was a great opportunity for me. That was a great experience for me because I learned how to become the person that I never thought I would be.
in those adversities, in those situations, in those hard times where I should have chosen to hold unforgiveness towards my uncles, towards my other family members, because now they're ill-treating me because my parents are gone. Mm-hmm. I had many reasons to go out there and stuff up and be this other different person that God had not created me to be. But now I found myself, I'm like, what? Okay. Holding unforgiveness will hold me back.
Yeah.
Not these people. And when I look at it, I was like that thing of, okay, if I hold unforgiveness towards these people, what am I going to benefit from that?
Yeah.
What is the outcome out of my unforgiveness? So those are the things that we should consider. What are the outcomes when I'm holding unforgiveness? What is it that I'm benefiting when I'm holding unforgiveness towards my family member, when I'm holding unforgiveness towards my friend? You don't know what they've done to me. No, come on. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the matter of the fact is, what benefits are you getting from that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I've learned throughout this, that unforgiveness is not it's not something that you should be glad about.
Yeah. Heard it from Mr. Dave right there. Yeah, deep stuff. But yeah, you know, in fact, unforgiveness doesn't just affect, you know, your current life. It also affects your relationship with God, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, we are supposed to be operating on different levels. There's a specific level that we're supposed to be operating, like, I mean, spiritually.
Yeah.
Because the spirit affects the spiritual realm affects the physical. So whatever that happens in the spirit, it's going to affect the physical, which is our world, you know, everything that you see and all the stuff. Mm. Everything that happens in the spirit will affect what you see, you know. That's why we got wars. Why? Because there's a spiritual war. Mm. And it's now manifesting into the physical. Yep. And guess what? People start fighting against each other because there's a war.
For what?
You know, inside of you, you feel like there's a war that's going on. And because you don't know what type of war it is, to satisfy what's in your heart, what do? You start fighting against people to satisfy that feeling, but not realizing that that feeling is actually affected by the spiritual, which is why you feel like that. So you're supposed to be going down on your knees and fighting, not fighting someone who's next to you. See, now everything that you do is affected by the spiritual. Now, unforgiveness also affects the spirit. It affects your relationship with God. I mean, God can't bless you if you have unforgiveness.
Yeah.
God can't work into your life if you have unforgiveness. I mean, if you go in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, this is what it says. If they pray to me and repent and turn away from the evil they have been doing, then I will hear them in heaven, forgive their sins, and make their land prosper again.
Mm.
Right there.
Yeah.
If you look at it, there's already a warning. Okay, if you don't pray, if you don't turn away from what you're doing, basically, if you don't forgive and turn to God, you won't prosper. Basically, your land won't prosper. And what does the Lord say? He won't forgive your sins. Why? Because you're not turning to Him and repenting against your sin and actually forgiving the people that you need to forgive. Because unforgiveness, I see it as a sin, man.
Yeah.
Because God doesn't have unforgiveness in Him.
Yeah.
Unforgiveness is not part of His
nature.
You know? Yeah. It's not in Him. He's a forgiving God. So because He's a forgiving God and He made us in His image, what are we supposed to also do? Forgive.
Yeah.
That's why you are His children. So right there is a warning. If you don't forgive, you won't prosper. Yeah. Your land won't prosper. So basically everything you touch, what's going to be happening? You'll be failing.
Yeah.
Not prospering. You'll be working hard. And guess what? It's like you're not working hard. Nothing is happening. You're not productive. Yet you're working hard. That's what it's saying right here. While you can actually take the other way and say, I'm going to forgive, I'm going to go to God, and I'm going to turn away from my evil doings. And what is going to happen? Right there, there's a promise. Going to prosper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, so many people, not only Christians, but not only, in fact, let me put it this way, because most people who are not believers in the Word of God, they are expected to be more unforgiving. But those are not the only people. Even Christians as well. You find Christians that are you find believers that are still holding unforgiveness. They expect God to forgive them for their mistakes, but they don't want to forgive other people. It's like expecting somebody to always give you, but when they ask from you, you say, no, you hold back. Why? Because you're still holding unforgiveness. And because you're still holding unforgiveness, it's hard to trust people. Because in your heart is that thing, that unforgiveness builds up into something huge that will really affect you.
Yeah.
So unforgiveness leads to people not trusting each other.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. And we're going to be getting into an ad break after this whole awesome topic. Also, after this whole awesome topic with Mr. Dave, you heard his life, you heard what he's been through. Yeah, you heard the word, what the word has to say about unforgiveness, yeah. What the Lord has to say about unforgiveness and what he wants you to do in order for you to prosper. So being in that torture chamber, I mean, looking at it, working hard and not getting outcome that you desire or that you're supposed to get back. That's like torture, hey?
Yeah.
It's like torture. I mean, you look at slaves, it's torture. So you're like in that torture chamber. Basically, unforgiveness is that torture chamber. So in order to tackle that, you got to tackle it with the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
So we're going to go on the ad break and give you the real stuff, the Jesus juice, Jesus music.
Yeah.
You're on the Active FM.
Active
FM. Christ music is hard music.
Indeed.
Yeah. 777, the number of heaven.
Yeah.
Enjoy the music.
Bye.
all-consuming fire. Come burn in me. 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 Come burn in me.
Holy heart!
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Back, yeah, on the Dave Nash Show with another level. Yeah, gonna be giving you the music that you need to get. Yeah, everything.
Hey, stop! I'm running out of breath. Found you. Yeah, everybody, we're back right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music.
Hot music.
You know. And they must know.
They
and
must.
You must do as well.
You. Yeah.
And okay. We all must know.
All of us.
If I know, you must know. And we all can know.
Huh?
You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So if I know, you must know me.
Mm-hmm.
Is it me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what does 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 say?
Don't come with your stuff. Which means you have to tell me so that I can know.
Yeah, this guy. Come with your stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
if I am the light, you are the light. We are all the light. But now, how will I know that there is light if I've never experienced the light? I have to encounter the light in order for me to know that there is light.
Don't come just
that. What's wrong with you?
Okay, so I must tell you.
Yeah.
So that you can know.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says. If you confess with your mouth and accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, the old has passed and new has come. He's a new creation.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You can go and check it out, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see?
All things have passed, man.
Yeah.
Everything is made new.
Yeah, which means with what Mr. Nash has said right there,
yes.
Speaking about the torture chamber right here, you see, you gotta be that person who makes that choice to say, you know what, I'm not gonna hold unforgiveness anymore. I hope today with you hearing all of this and the whole thing of how unforgiveness can actually transform your life or change everything, change the way you see things, change the way you should live life to the fullest of your potential. You should be determined to go and change. You know what I'm saying? To become a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you can change. Yes, change. What change are you taking? What change are you making? There's got to be a specific and a particular change that you are making. You get what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. now, if you just say, I'm going to make a change, you're going to make a change to ensure that you're holding unforgiveness. Because that you should make it one of your New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. 2018 resolutions. Because now, if you held unforgiveness for the whole year in 2017, well, right now, it's 2018, it's a different year. Well, you got to make a decision to make something new. You hear what I'm saying? You got to decide to be a different person. You got to decide to change the way you view people.
Yeah.
And stop that unforgiveness.
Yeah.
Because you're holding yourself back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True that, true that. And if you look at it, like 2 Corinthians, you know, says, yeah, man. But like, okay, connecting 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and what Mr. Dave said, you know, basically, what came to mind is the phrase or quote that Mel Gibson said in the movie Braveheart, you know, where he said, everybody lives, everybody dies, but not everyone lives, you know. So everybody dies, but not everyone lives. Now, that phrase right there gets you thinking, man. Like, everybody dies, but not everyone lives. So you can be, you can exist, but not live. I mean, you look at it, a car exists. You can't say it doesn't exist. Okay, let's say a BMW. Okay, not the car, but let's talk about the house that you're in. That house that you're in, it exists, but does it live? It doesn't live.
Yeah.
There's no life in it. Now, you get people that are like that, you know. They exist, but they don't live. Like, if you have to ask someone out there, who's this person? They'll probably be wondering, who's that? So you ask them, where can I find this person? They'll ask you back, like, who's that? Or you take an example, Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela existed and lived. That's why people in China, you know, speaking in China, they can speak about Nelson Mandela. Why? Because he lived. You take Jesus. Jesus existed and he lived. That's why people are still talking about Jesus today.
Yeah.
You get the classmate that Nelson Mandela had in his time. They existed, but they didn't live. That's why if you have to ask, okay, well, name one of the people who are Nelson Mandela's classmate, you're probably going to be wondering, I don't even know one of them. You see? Now, same with now. Like our time, you know, right now, in your life, you might exist, but you're not living. Why? Because of unforgiveness.
Yeah.
It's holding you back.
Yeah.
And in order for you to be living, you got to let go.
Yeah, that's amazing right there. Yeah. Because what I was thinking about right now, when you're saying that many people exist, but they do not live, is that when you made that illustration of the house, you know that a house is not something that can, okay, decide to be here today, and then whenever it's tired of that area, it decides to move and go to another area. The house is still there because its foundation is there.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So therefore, other people, because of unforgiveness, they are standing still in one position, just like that house.
Yeah.
They have no sense of direction. They are not going anywhere due to the fact that they are still holding unforgiveness and they are not moving forward. They are not performing to their best of ability due to the fact that they are still holding on to something that they should have been letting go a long time ago.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So unforgiveness will hold you back and will make you a person that exists but who doesn't live.
Yep. Mm. That's what it does. That's what it does. And looking at my life, you know, I've also been at that point in time. You know, I've lived a life where there was a point in time where I existed but didn't live. Why? Because I had unforgiveness, I had grudges, you know, all those hate. I had hate. And as a result, I made decisions that were not, they were not effective, you know. They were not productive, yeah. I made decisions that were not productive. I mean, they were productive, but not how they were supposed to be productive in a good way, but productive in a bad way, leading me towards the bad direction, to the point where I almost got in jail. Now imagine that. What type of a life do you want to live then?
Yeah.
You want to exist and live, but live a life where you're not going the right direction, you're going the wrong direction. That's not the type of life that you would want to live. And I got to that point, right, because of all of this unforgiveness, hate, grudges, you know. And if you look at it, unforgiveness is made out of different small events that happen in your life. And they all build up into this whole huge unforgiveness. And in order for you to get rid of it, you have to forgive all these different people that have hurt you in your life.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to do. And that's what I did back then. And yeah, living life for Christ.
Yeah.
The word lived.
That's amazing. That's amazing indeed. That's brilliant. But now, I guess people would like to know, what can I do to actually make sure that I hold unforgiveness anymore? I don't hold unforgiveness anymore. I want to get rid of unforgiveness right now. What should I do?
Okay, so what do you do? First of all, you know the person that you have unforgiveness towards, too, right? Now, what you do is go down on your knees, pray to God. I mean, He's the one that's in control. He's the one that has forgave you for your sins. Now, just like the Lord's Prayer, I mean, like, we have to forgive people as God forgave us.
Yeah.
You know, we want God to forgive us, to forgive our sins. So what must we do? Must forgive everyone who trespassed against us.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to do. Go down on your knees, ask the Lord to actually open your heart so that you can forgive this person, and ask the Lord to forgive you for holding grudges against that person, and apply the blood and ask Him to help you now live a life where you don't hold grudges towards people, but you start loving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there are also those people who say that, okay, I've tried before to forgive those people. I've tried to get down on my knees, but I didn't see God doing any action. It's because you are not persistent. Because you gotta be persistent in order for you to see God moving. You gotta be persistent and willing to wait for God's call. Just imagine you being appointed, before your time. Don't you think that would be a disaster? It will be. Same, you gotta be persistent. You gotta show that you really wanna change. You gotta show that you really wanna change this thing. You gotta persist. You gotta keep on moving forward. Gotta keep on pushing it. And push above the limits. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you're going to make it at the end of the day. So get down on your knees, pray to God, and He will answer your prayers.
Yeah. Awesome stuff. So, Mr. Dave, don't you want to close for the people?
Yeah, people, it was awesome. It was incredible. It was amazing. I'm sure you had that thing. I've been sitting for a long time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but everybody, with that, all that said and done, we really appreciate you. We really thank you for coming through, for listening to our shows, and for hearing our voices. And, you know, you can always interact with us on Facebook, ActiveFM777, on Instagram, at ActiveFM777, on Twitter, at ActiveFM777, and on YouTube, Active TV. That's where you can check us out right there. And you can go to our homepage, www.activefm.co.za. That's awesome. You know, Active FM, Christ music is heart music. Tuned in with your host, DJ Dash and DJ Nave, here on the Dave and Nash Show. We are signing out, everybody. Until next time, we love you all. Peace out.
In shame, where my heart was uncovered with no breath, nothing in all creation could complete me, condemned in shackles of death, my choice was lost. sit with you, Jesus, as you overcame my sin, my death. Nothing remains to separate me from your love that is before the world revealed on the cross. You died for me. My King, you're seated on the throne with all my heart. Your resurrection is my victory.